Well, we have an overall goal of increasing the number of Nebraskans who go on to college because there's a need in the workforce for a more educated workforce. It provides competitiveness for the state, but it also provides individual opportunity for those high school students in Nebraska. So one of the most important things that we've found through research to encourage people to go on to college, to get them comfortable with the idea of going to college, is to make a visit, is to actually set foot on a campus, talk to students, talk to faculty, talk to recruiting and admission coordinators, so that you get a better sense and get comfortable with the idea of going to college.
It's a huge step, obviously, for every young man and woman making a move from high school to college, and it's a big decision. What should students and parents know, JB, about visiting colleges?
Well, the first thing they should know is that every college loves to have high school students visit. I mean, it is an essential part of their recruiting activity. It is perhaps the best way that they have to attract students to the college. So if you go to the four websites for the campuses of the University of Nebraska, you can pretty easily get to right away information on a college visit, who to call, where to sign in. I know because I looked on each of them. I have a senior in high school and a freshman in high school, and if I can do it, anybody can do it. So you can find out there. You can schedule trips that involve attention in a particular area like agriculture or engineering or teaching so that you can find out more about that. But most any day you can find an opportunity to visit one of our campuses, and the same goes for other institutions. When I went across the state with the governor, we talked about visiting community colleges, private colleges in Nebraska, state colleges, as well as the University of Nebraska. Our goal is to be a top 10 college-going state in the nation. And to do that, we're going to need people to visit and to attend each of our institutions.
Talking with the president of the University of Nebraska system, J.B. Milliken, joining us on the University of Nebraska Online Worldwide Halftime Show here in Stillwater. Okay, you've talked about visiting colleges. Let's talk about the cost. A lot of students and parents worry about the cost of attending college. What options do they have?
Sure. You know, when we talk to students and their families, one of the barriers, probably first on the list for people who don't attend college, is their concern with the cost. So the first thing we urge people to do is find out more about it, because there is so much assistance available. The sticker price of a college education at public and private universities ends up being considerably different in many cases from the purchase price. The first step that students need to take is to fill out a FAFSA. That's the federal financial aid application. It is the cornerstone of all financial aid decisions, whether at the University of Nebraska or elsewhere. It determines whether a student is eligible for a Pell Grant, which is the basic building block of financial aid in this country, and that's a federal grant, not a loan. So if you fill out the FAFSA, then the University of Nebraska or other institutions will determine whether or not you're eligible for financial aid at the university or at a different college. For instance, the university's College Bound Nebraska program, our promise to Nebraskans that if you meet our requirements, you don't pay tuition at the university. We make that decision based on the FAFSA application, and students do not need to apply for College Bound Nebraska separately.
Is there other money available, JB, or just funds for tuition? Where should people take a look?
Well, there is, and of course, the full cost of attendance, as most people who've looked at this know, is beyond tuition. It also includes books and room and board, and there is financial aid available for all of these costs. The University of Nebraska, for instance, has a number of programs that it makes funds available through for students, whether they're merit scholarships or need-based aid scholarships. Plus, there are a whole range of other kinds of private scholarships available. The most notable in Nebraska is the Susan T. Buffett Foundation makes available a scholarship for tuition and fees and books for students at any public college or university in Nebraska. So the community colleges, the state colleges, and the university, you can qualify for a Buffett scholarship, and students have to go to their website, the Buffett Foundation. But it is another great tool available that can make college affordable.
You've hit on a lot of key components, JB, regarding this for parents and for potential college students. Number one, what's the best place to go? Where should a student start?
Well, my advice and the advice that the governor has given people going across the state is start with visiting a campus. You'll learn what you like, what you don't like, the kinds of questions that you want to ask to see whether you're comfortable there or want a different kind of a place, a bigger one, a smaller one, one that offers a different kind of range of majors or opportunities. So the best thing to do is visit it and get comfortable. Then I would talk to a financial aid officer and investigate the websites and the offices that can provide information about that. Fill out a FAFSA, apply early, and look for scholarships both at the institution and elsewhere, such as the Buffett Foundation, so that you can take advantage of all the help that's there to make going to college a reality for students in Nebraska.
That's President J.B. Milliken. President Milliken, it's always a pleasure. Thanks again.
Thank you.